podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Going to Canberra for this one, mate.
Chum. Prime Minister, get out of your house.
Yeah.
Did you hear that this morning?
Yeah. What happened?
Nothing.
Oh, you said yeah.
Prime Minister was told, hey, your house, just come on, we've got to go. Something's happening. It's breaking in the news this morning. AJ will tell us, I'm sure.
Okay, all right.
But it turned out, yeah, it was all good.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Imagine how peed off you'd be if everyone's like, okay, let's go. This is what we've trained for. Come on. Get up. Oh, I'm in my pajamas.
There's no, he's not carrying anything, though, out of that house. He's got a whole team there to
yeah,
do
yeah, I guess so. It's just a lot.
It's annoying to be outside.
It's annoying. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Just in general. Is there any baby Daryls out there? If anybody.
Oh, my God.
I want to find a baby Daryl.
You're not. There's no baby Daryls.
Doesn't have to be a baby. It can just be a child Daryl.
There's no child.
Anyone under the age of 18 that's called Daryl.
18. Okay. I thought you were going to go 10.
Nah.
Nah? Yeah, fair.
Well, 14-year-old Daryl's still pretty unusual.
There's not. Let's move on with our lives.
I want to celebrate him. I want to celebrate. I'll get him a prize.
No, you won't.
Well, I will. Well, someone else will.
Okay.
I'll ask someone.
Yeah.
To do it.
Lock the phone. Nah.
Oh, you got me. It's out of my line of sight. I had to turn my head. Now I feel
that
like
that is such
an idiot.
A Daryl move.
Yeah. Dirty Daryl. Anyway, going to Queanbeyan for this one.
Queanbeyan.
Queanbeyan in Canberra because the Royal and Ancient Queanbeyan Golf Club, it's called.
Sounds like they let in a lot of minorities.
Have had. Yeah, they do, don't they? They've had a flurry, a spate of hole-in-ones in 15 days. They've had four hole-in-ones.
Four hole-in-ones.
Four hole-in-ones at the same golf course.
Is that not a...
Across 15 days. In 2 weeks, essentially.
Is that not a normal... Like, why is this something to write home about?
It's almost unheard of.
Really?
Yeah, hole-in-ones hard to get.
Yeah, but I thought golfing people, I thought there's at least one hole-in-one a day at a golf course.
At every golf course?
Yeah.
One hole-in-one a day. I wouldn't have thought so, mate.
No. You're not a golfer either.
No, but I mean, just because I did that one putt when we were out with Gateway.
Yeah, we suck.
No, but I did that one putt and I did get a hole in one, but it was a putt. It was a seated putt with the Gateways guys.
So why are you mentioning it?
Because I think it's worth noting.
Yeah, no, it really is.
doesn't count as a proper hole in one, though.
No, it doesn't.
Teeing off.
I wouldn't have mentioned it.
Just wait until I tee off, see how that works out. So it's a rare high frequency event, but it's separate from a previous 2023 world record where a golfer achieved four on the same hole over a longer period because it was the same golfer. So
I'd say move on. What? I'd say you're keeping people waiting. Oh, I've got one. Hey, I'm just going to stay on this hole.
Again.
I'm going to go again.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. Now, you guys go around. It's hole number four. I don't care. I'm working on it.
Well, so, and this is the thing. It's the 12th hole at this Queanbeyan Golf Club. So all the hole-in-ones have happened in this one hole. So they're calling it.
No, they're not. Don't say what?
The luckiest hole in Canberra.
Okay.
Were you expecting some... Some glory.
Glory, glory,
along.
Hallelujah.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Last week, you two clowns challenged me to come up with a game for today. I don't think either of you expected me to actually do it, but do you know what I've done? I've got a game.
Oh, my God, Tom.
So 3 years, 3 years on the show.
Yes.
Couldn't do it. You've been gone, what, 3 months? Not even. And you've actually come through with a game.
Okay. It's a game that might only last a week.
That's okay, because
that
every week we require a game from
that's
you.
That's not going to happen.
That is
in
definitely
a million
happening.
Years. All right. Hang on. I've even built a bit of an opener, Tommy.
Yes.
Do you want me to explain the game first?
It's up to you. Do you want the opener or explain the game first, because then the opener will make sense.
Okay.
So the game is called the 5 Second Sell.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to – it's you – Tommy versus you, Loggy, in a battle royale.
Okay.
So what we've done here is rehashed the prawn tank.
That's what exactly what I thought.
Is that what we've done? Is it so it's prawn tank rehashed?
No. I'm going to give you an item, Tommy, and you have 5 seconds to sell it.
Okay.
Bang. You just got it. No arms, no R's. You've got 5 seconds.
The moment you're going to say seconds, no arms, no legs.
I cut you off. I'm then going to pass an item to Loggy. Loggy's got 5 seconds to sell that one. You're going to go back and forth.
Oh, wow.
And I will determine who the winner of the game 5 second sell is.
Okay. Hit the intro.
Okay. Here we go.
Sell me candy?
Sell me candy.
Is that what that song is? That's I don't know that. I've never heard that in my life.
You haven't heard that Rihanna song?
I haven't either.
I thought you'd be up with it. You two suck.
I love it. One, no, I'm proud of you.
Finally found something that you don't know. Do you need a 5 second timer for this game?
No, I'm just going to do it in my head. I'm going to cut you off when I want to.
Has he got props too?
All right, I've got some props here.
Oh, you brought in items for me to sell. Tom. Okay, you want me to go first?
Tom,
okay,
here we go. I'm going to hand it to you. You've got 5 seconds.
I'm selling it to you. I want you.
Okay, do you want me to have the timer? Sorry.
Hard sell. Ready? 5 seconds to sell this.
Oh, it's squishy and it's a beautiful glistening orangey colour and it relieves stress.
Done. That's fine.
Don't need the description, thanks. Okay. Sell it to me, baby. Sell it to me. Log.
All right, so what you need to do is know that things are stressful. You know what doesn't make you stress? This contraption. It goes up, it goes down, and it's a beauty. It's good coloured too.
Tommy, sell that.
Oh, my gosh. This will keep you safe. It's the cool kids are using it. It's surf mud. It's zinc.
Loggy, sell this.
All right, you know what? Sometimes you need a heavy lanyard. Sometimes you need the New Zealand marathon finisher. Selling Lingy's crap from home. That's what this game is called. Oh, my God. If you want to be the big finisher, show people
up
with a medal.
Tommy, one more. Sell that.
This is a wonderfully shaped, I don't know what, it's like a nightclub entry thing, but you can keep count of the balls that you've bowled and the overs and it's cricket.
Time up. Oh, Loggy, sell that.
All right, guess what you need? You know what? Sometimes you're like, I need to have my space and you know what you need to have space is a sticky wheel of sticky tape to make space.
Time's
this
up.
Is a visual game.
Oh, my God. This you is a two visual suck game. So bad.
Okay, here
you
we
cannot
go.
Sell.
Ready? Back at ya.
Okay, see, this is called electrical tape. If you want to do a tape tennis ball in the backyard, this is perfect. Swing ball, you can get the ball going both ways, play a little bit
and
of backyard
done.
Cricket.
Yeah.
That's how you sell.
He is better. He has had longer to think about it, but that was better.
Do you know what I would have started with, both of you? What? Actually name the item that you had in your hand and then sell it to me.
Okay. I don't know what this squishy thing is.
I don't know what that is either.
This is zinc, but okay. And I didn't know what this thing was either. So
see,
one out
saying
of three.
This thing, visual game, mate. Doesn't work on the radio.
Yeah, so that was the art of you explaining what it was and selling it to me.
I will say good try.
You
but
both
Next week we will need another. Do you know what the best part was? This song we've never heard of. Let's hit it again, Tom.
You never heard it.
I don't even know what they're saying. I've never. But hey, look. Points for effort, mate.
10 out of 10. What do you give my game, Tommy?
3. Maximum love? 3.
2, because I had to get the song.
Wow. It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
You used to be here a little more regularly than 1 hour, sort of from 8 till 9 a.m. on a Wednesday.
Yeah, I pushed myself hard to make it for 8 hours. You're right.
It was taking a toll on you, wasn't it?
That's right.
I'll miss you.
Generally, we're a pretty fit guy. You're a pretty fit family, pretty active family, wouldn't you say?
Active would be the right word, not necessarily fit, but active, sure.
No, you are. You're a bit of a hottie, to be honest.
You are.
He is, isn't he?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Ginger Fox.
Stop it.
Wow.
Show us the ring.
No.
Go on, just lift it. No. That does seem like,
that seems wrong and just not.
Sorry, this is a place of business.
It really is.
It's a workplace.
Yeah, I apologise.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
not...
so sorry. I got carried away.
It's completely fine.
So I don't know if you... So your beautiful wife, Dodsy, she at the weekend completed, the Barwon Heads Triathlon.
Yes, congratulations.
And she's...
Awesome. Good friends.
Well-known sort of distance runner... loves getting out and about and doing that type of bizzo, doesn't
just
she?
Loves joining in. Like, no. loves a half marathon, a triathlon, whatever's going, let's do it.
Yeah. Is that the first time she's done it, the Boneheads?
No. This is probably 3 or 4 maybe.
Yeah. Now. So she, from memory, she did it last year too, didn't
yes,
she?
Yes, very good.
Absolutely, right?
Correct.
And do you recall last year, I wish I had the audio, I couldn't track the audio down, but vividly recall, this is not anything to say I know about, that we broke down the Bowen Heads Triathlon, the size thereof, because I was a bit surprised about it. And I was only reminded of this because Tim, on the Tim and Dave O Drive Show, he mentioned this, I believe, on Monday.
Mm.
The swim leg is 400 metres.
Yes.
And as you've told us off air this morning, because it's in the Barwon there, it's a bit of a duck dive, sort of keep your head above the water arrangement.
Because of the tide, it's fairly shallow. So you could sort of, you know, like, porpoise along rather than have to swim the whole way. But it's not taking anything away. I'm not meaning anything.
So 400 metres of swim, 14 k's of bike.
Yes, I think out near like 13th Beach Road there.
Yeah. And then 4 k's of run.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's a lap maybe near the bluff. I actually didn't ask it where the run went.
Yeah, so I think it goes over the bridge. It goes over the bridge and comes back.
Take that back.
Yeah. So all of those numbers seem quite low without, you know, good job, everybody, for getting involved and going and doing
it.
They don't seem very...
What?
And Tim made this point.
It's
that
not one of the Ironman...
When you think triathlon,
yeah,
you think, you know, at least half marathon for the run.
No, like, you
don't. That's a half Ironman.
50 k's for the ride, and then, I don't know, a couple of k's for a swim or something like that. Yeah, right? So that's what, but that's just what I, like, not knowing anything about anything, that's certainly what I thought. And that's definitely what I thought this time last year.
Yeah, okay.
Off the back of last year's Bowen Heads triathlon, right? And I vividly recall going, that seems pretty easy. And you, Cameron Lynn, going, all right, next year it's happening. Will you commit to doing the Bowen Heads Triathlon? And I said, yes, I will, Cameron Ling. And you said, all right, we're going to make you do it. I'm going to be here. I'm going to make sure it happens. I'm going to ensure that 2026 Bowen Heads Triathlon, Tom Lewis, you are doing it. We'll make sure you've got a bike. We'll make sure you've got shoes and a swimming cap and all of that.
That sounds like something I would have said.
Yeah.
And sounds like my follow-up as well.
Where were you, Lingy? Sucked in. I dodged the whole thing.
Well done.
But what I will say is next year.
2027.
Next year, Ling, you'll be here. 2027.
And I'll follow up again just like I did this time.
So easy.
Tom and Loggy. That was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.